major upset in World Cup soccer today. The United States defeated Portugal 3-2 in Suwon, South Korea. The victory puts the U.S. on top of its group and highly increases the team's chances of advancing to the next round of competition. Joining me now is reporter Keivan Antonio Hidari. In the last World Cup, Team USA didn't win a single game. Now they begin with this dramatic victory over a team some considered a contender for the title.
Well, last World Cup, the U.S. had a disaster. It came in last among all the teams, and really it was somewhat of an unknown quantity coming in. People did know Portugal could play a mean game of soccer. They have great ball skills, but the U.S. got three goals up on the Portuguese in the first half, and they did something that's very difficult in soccer. They were able to hold a result, and that's not easy because the Portuguese were coming forward all the 45 minutes in the second half. They knew what they had to do, but the U.S. team held them.
Those three goals came so fast, I thought it was going to be a rout.
Well, some people complain there's not enough scoring and not quickly enough in soccer, but the USA team really took it at them right from the start, and John O'Brien scored in the fourth minute. Then Portugal started making mistakes. I mean, the goalkeeper was partly responsible. Then they scored an own goal, and Brian McBride, who's really the man of the match, scored the third goal. And then it was ride that wave out until the 90th minute and whatever extra time was added on.
And the second half was played just about all in front of the U.S. goal, so the U.S. was strong on both sides.
Well, yes. I mean, that's part of the strategy is when you're leading by so many goals, you don't want to go and attack the other team because then you leave yourself open at the back. And while you're over trying to score another goal, you maybe forget to mind the score. Now, the last time I remember in World Cup, a team was up 3-0, 3-0, like the U.S. was North Korea was beating that Portugal in 1966, and Portugal came back and scored four and won the game. This time, the United States held on.
Well, next for the Americans is its old ally, South Korea, who looked very impressive in their win over Poland the other day.
Yeah, it's been a very surprising group because they thought the favorites were Portugal and Poland. However, the home team always gets a boost, and the United States has come blowing out of the gates, and who knows who's going to come in first and second in this group.
South Korea's the home team, all right, but there'll be plenty of U.S. military in the stands, I would hope.
Yeah, well, there was quite a few, quite a large U.S. contingent, not as large as the Portuguese, but they did make their presence felt today, and I think the players did appreciate it and recognize it. Some of them went over to the corner of the field where the Americans were sitting and threw their jerseys into the stands as appreciation, as tokens of how much they cared for the support they got during the match.
Now, a win or a tie against South Korea would almost ensure that the U.S. advances to the next round, right?
Right. Well, Coach Bruce Arena said the World Cup is just starting for them. It's really not even over because, you know, this is the first match. They started out with a bang, but now they've got two more matches to play, and their goal is still to make it to the second round.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Keivan Antonio Hidari in Suwon, South Korea.